الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And the things of this world have value in the eyes of men. People attach importance, attach value to different things according to their worth. So in the range of the different types of cars, a person, he will attach that value to the different cars, different homes. And in this way, everything of this world has a value. People, the thing that has true value is what is original, what is pure, and what is not fake or counterfeit. If something is pure, something is original, then it's valuable to men. And on the other hand, the same thing, if it's not pure, it's not the original, it's the fake, then a person won't attach that value to it. And if a person comes to know that this is what is being sold, this person is selling this as the original item, but this is not the original item, it's a fake. Then a person comes to know, you look at the person also with a negative opinion, that he's deceiving people in public. So Allah Rabbul Izzat made it such that how man views things accordingly, things that are original has value, what is pure has value. So by Allah Rabbul Izzat also, whatever is pure will have that value. What is original will have that value. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبْ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبْ Allah is pure, Allah only accepts that what is pure. So on the day of Qiyamah, when people will come before Allah, they'll come and they'll present their amal, their lives will be before Allah. The deeds they carried out in this world will be before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be judging on that day which person was pure and which person was a fake, which person was the original who followed the original sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. and which person only he put up an act and he was not a true person. Like how you get a doctor, he's a specialist, a doctor, a qualified person, and then a person who is acting like a doctor but is a crack. And everybody knows that this person here, maybe once, but thereafter it becomes known. And then the word goes around, then this person's respect is lost. So in this world we find that the pure and the impure, the original and the fake outwardly seem the same. But on the day of Qiyamah when we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything now will become clear. and the original from the fake will be totally distinguished and separated. So in the month of Ramadan, this is a special month of Allah, where Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to be distributing His special mercies, His special grace, His special bounties. And those servants of Allah who will truly benefit from this month and get the original rewards from Allah will be those who are the sincere servants of Allah. Those who are the true servants, the pure servants, the sincere servants, the loyal servants, as though they will bring before Allah those actions of loyalty, purity, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward them with the reward accordingly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very concerned about this, that a person leads a life of purity in order for him to become worthy of the ni'mats of Allah, the favors of Allah, the rewards of the akhirat. So well in advance before the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salam, he prepared the minds of Sahaba, mentally, spiritually. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was preparing their hearts, their minds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa directed his attention to the entire ummah to create within them the importance of this occasion. It's an occasion where a person can win. It's an occasion where a person can earn. It's an occasion that brings success with it. Either you can acquire it or you can lose it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was greatly concerned that we should have the right mindset, frame of heart and mind to receive Ramadan and to fulfill the rites of Ramadan. When something very important is going to happen, a very important event is going to take place, according to the importance of the event, advanced preparations take place. A person is going to get married, and it is his dream marriage that he's looking forward to. Maybe someone he was really interested in, his dream wife. And after many, many people who were there to bid for this girl, Allah Rabbul Izzat made it such that it came into his nasib. And now the time is coming close. What preparations would this person, his family not do to receive the occasion? We all know about the World Cup that takes place, different countries attach so much of importance to it, which is something that is lagu, something that is batil. So much of sin takes place. It's a haram event, but anyway, this is an example, people. This is the countdown. Many months in advance, preparations take place. For the nikah, preparations will take place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this ummah that this very honored, esteemed guest of Allah is about to come to our shores. What preparations are we in advance making to receive this guest? Just to understand how important this guest is in the sight of Allah, Nabi alayhi sallam mentioned in Mubarak hadith that when one Ramadan passes, preparations for the following Ramadan already takes place. 1 year in advance preparation takes place in the akhirat, in Jannat. And the angels are all informed that the time is soon to dawn, to come. And when the first night of Ramadan sets in, and there's a breeze that goes through Jannat, causing the leaves of the trees to rustle, and there's a sweet singing tone that is heard, and the malaika of Jannat also knows that this is the first night of the month of Ramadan. And then Allah, from the side of Allah, caller calls out, Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil, Aqbil, Ya Baghi al-Shar, Aqsir, Aqsir. Oh, the one who seeks goodness, let him come forward. Allah would make it easy for him to acquire goodness in this month. The one who wishes to do evil deeds, restrain yourself, restrain yourself. All the doors of Jannat are open, all the doors of Jahannam are closed. The evil shayateen are chained. Allah is making preparations for this ummah. All this goes to show the importance of this event. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 2 months in advance, with the moon of Rajab was sighted. As though the Nabi of Allah was waiting for this occasion. And with the first moon of Rajab was sighted, his heart flowed with the dua emanating from his Mubarak lips. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, bless us with immense barakah in this month of Rajab. Rajab is one of the sacred months of the Islamic calendar. And, O Allah, bless us with immense barakah in the coming month of Sha'ban. As though this will be the preparation. O Allah, put that barakah in the preparation to receive the month of Ramadan. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. O Allah, then take us forth to the month of Ramadan. The pious servants of Allah, they knew the sunnah, they understood the heart of Rasulullah. So they would make accordingly, they would make preparations. It's mentioned that we don't know how many people were here last Ramadan, and they're not going to see this next Ramadan. They're not going to see it. And who will be this Ramadan, whether they'll see the next Ramadan, we don't know that. Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimullah, it is mentioned that he had seen a dream. And in the dream, a person came to him very handsomely dressed. Immaculately dressed in a very good condition. He told him that, "I am Shaban, I came to meet you." Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimullah, he understood from this that the person was dressed very, very well, in a very, very elite form. So the month of Shaban will go well for the Muslims. The mercies of Allah, ease and comfort will be decreed for the Muslims in this month. Goodness will be decreed for them. And accordingly, the month of Shaban passed. The month of Rajab passed. Then the following month, he sees a dream again. And a person comes in a very, very shabbily state, torn and tattered clothes. He comes and he meets him, says that, "I am Shaban. I came to meet you." He knew that the Muslims will undergo hardship and difficulty in this month. That this is how Allah Pak showed him, the man came to meet him in this symbolic form of a person. But the person's condition was a very sad condition. So the Muslims will face hardship in this month. And accordingly it happened. And the following month, the month of Ramadan, when the person came to meet him, he said that, "I am Ramadan, I came to meet you, I won't be meeting you anymore." Abdul Qadir Jinani rahimullah knew that this is his last meeting with the month of Ramadan. He won't see the next Ramadan. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 2 months in advance, this was his heart's condition. The kayfiyat of his mind, his heart, how he's wishing, hoping, desiring, anticipating meeting this great gift of Allah, this great guest of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then he's turning the hearts of Sahaba, the Ummah, also in the same direction. Then we find the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the month of Ramadan drew closer. Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in mentioned the riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'allimuna haulai al-kalimat. The Nabi of Allah would teach us to make this dua regularly. Before Ramadan, perhaps in the month of Ramadan, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, safeguard me for this month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي Safeguard the blessings of Ramadan for me as well. وَسَلِّمُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا And oh Allah, you protect and safeguard it and gain and bless. Bless whatever I do in this month with acceptance. So what is the person he has to meet Ramadan, then whether Ramadan will meet him favorably also. Whether Allah Pak will make it easy for him to fulfill the rites of this month. Simply to make dua on both sides. When the husband is going to meet his wife, he makes dua that he meets her well, she likes him also. The union must be blessed by Allah. So this is a special meeting of this month. That, oh Allah, safeguard me for Ramadan, safeguard the blessings for me, oh Allah, crown it with acceptance as well. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught the Sahaba Ridwanullah and Ajmain, that in this Mubarak month, there is a special night. That is the night of Qadr. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, دَخَلَ رَمَضَانْ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ In the month of Ramadan entered, the Nabi of Allah addressed us and he mentioned, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهَرُ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ This month has come now. This month has come. This blessed month has come. وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ Oh my Sahaba, this is a special night in this month. It is so auspicious, it is so great, it is so blessed. مَنْ خُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرِ كُلَّهُ At this night, if a person worships Allah, he gets a reward for worshipping Allah for 1,000 months. And the one who misses this opportunity, he missed all goodness. All goodness, he's lost it. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يُحْرُمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٍ And there can be no person who can lose out the blessings of this night, except a person who is decreed by Allah that he is going to be a loser. Mahroom, he's a loser. So the Nabi of Allah was concerned that this is a very great favor. And we should receive this favor correctly. And the ibadat that we do before Allah, Allah must be happy, Allah must be pleased with it. We must bring the pure actions before Allah. Because Allah only accepts that what is original, what is pure. What is impure, Allah Pak has no need for it. Nabi alayhi salam, the famous hadith, we all heard it time and again. The Nabi of Allah on one occasion, he ascended the minbar. He took the first step, he said, Ameen. He said, second step, he said, Ameen. The third step, he said, Ameen. When, after the khutbah was delivered, the sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, something strange occurred. We hadn't seen this prior to this ever, that you conducted in this manner. You said Ameen on the first step, you ascended, the second step, again Ameen, the third step. Nabi of Allah said, when I ascended the first step of the minbar, Allah sent Jibreel to me. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made three bad dua, three curses. And the Nabi of Allah, whatever he does on divine command of Allah. So the Nabi of Allah was commanded to say Ameen. Imagine the greatest of Allah's angels is making the bad dua. And the greatest of Allah's creation in entirety, greatest of all the Anbiya and Mursaleen, all the angels, everything, is Muhammad Mustafa, is saying Ameen to this bad dua. What was this bad dua? That woe be to that person whose name is taken, who your name is taken before him. And yet he doesn't send durood upon you. He doesn't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you should recite durood, say, Allahumma salli ala sallam. So woe be to that person, doom, destruction be for that person who doesn't have respect for his Nabi. That when the Nabi's name is taken, he doesn't have the heart to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to send salutations and blessings upon the Nabi of Allah. In other words, he can't recognize the favor of Allah. That the Nabi and his sunnah, the life of Rasulullah doesn't mean anything to him. He won't make a move also. He don't even move his lips also to send that durood. No. May that person be doomed for hell. The Nabi of Allah said, Ameen. Imagine that Nabi of Allah, Allah Pak says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you as a mercy for mankind. We sent you as a mercy for the worlds. He says, Ameen. And then the second step, he says, may that person be doomed for hell. Who the month of Ramadan comes, yet he doesn't gain acceptance and forgiveness in this month. In other words, he doesn't have respect for this favor of Allah, this great guest of Allah, this great ni'mat, he doesn't have it. So Ramadan comes, the man is the same man. He goes to work in the morning, he doesn't want to make a change in his schedule, in his routine. He's coming, or he's not coming, or perhaps the namaz is becoming delayed, or he's missing the namaz. In his business also, he's continuing normal. Right? Life has to continue. Life has to carry on, right? I need to make money. So as though money is more important to this man than Allah and the deen of Islam, than this great, Allah's favors is coming and going. The man is not showing any importance to this ni'mat of Allah. So Jibreel Islam says that may Jahannam be for this man, the Nabi of Allah says Ameen. And the third, that may that person be doomed for hell who he meets both of his parents or one in old age. He can't honor, respect them, fulfill their rights. As a result, he doesn't gain his Jannat because of honoring and because of serving his parents. He doesn't gain anything. From here you understand, brothers, that there are three special favors of Allah. One is the favors that are linked to time. They're special. Allah Pak put certain ni'mats in time. Example, the two Eids, the month of Ramadan, the occasions of Muharram, Ashura, the day of Arafah, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the big nights, these are special occasions. When Allah Pak had afforded special honor to them, Allah wants us to honor them accordingly. So more honor than normal occasions, we should show that honor to these occasions. Is that how the December period comes, the businessman is looking forward to it. He knows the killing he'll make in his business if he has to receive this occasion correctly. He knows what he'll get. There's no month that is greater than the month of Ramadan, the special occasion. Attached to time. Show that respect to this occasion. In the past, the people who had, they had that respect. Allah Pak save us, that respect is gone. It's gone. When the month of Ramadan used to come, what people used to do had TVs in their homes, that you take that parda, you should put it on the TV. At least they had that amount of respect. They took that parda, they put it on the TV box. They said, no, when after Ramadan we'll take out that parda, if anybody comes, they won't see it. At least, a person in those days, even an old man, if any alim was walking past a young Molana also, he had a cigarette in his mouth, he quickly put it behind that old man. The young person needs to show more respect to the old man. That old man had that respect, He quickly put it behind, The Moli Sahib is coming, He had that. Allah Pak liked this. Allah likes this. You find today, the respect is gone. We got no respect. That's why deen also is going. So here, yeah, this aspect is very important. The person, now we got the TVs in our pockets. The cell phone is there, the internet is there, and the sin is taking place. In the month of Ramadan, even in the house of Allah, we find the guna is taking place openly. Allah save us. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing the importance of this month of Ramadan. If you pure, and you bring what is pure before Allah in this month, you gain that acceptance. Nabi alayhi salam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءِ رُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. There's many, many people who pass the month of Ramadan in this state and condition. That they pass the days fasting, but they get no reward but hunger. The only thing at the end of the day, if they have to look at, you know, take account the stocks, you know, after a person is business, they look at the balance sheet, you know, how much money I made, how much. The only thing he sees there's no reward for that roza. The only thing he sees there is he was hungry. He lost out of food and drink, and he just went hungry. Imagine. And the nights that they stand up in performing salah, but they get nothing but sleepless nights. The Nabi of Allah is saying, imagine if a person fasts so much, but there's nothing, you only go hungry. And there's nights, you Isha also, then the Tarawih also, and you're going through the motions, and you're getting nothing. So Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, who this person? The person who doesn't want to leave sinning. He makes ghibat, he makes buhtan, he misuses his eyes, his heart, he's continuing on the path of sin. So he's fasting also, but all the reward is being destroyed. Everything being destroyed. He's involved with riba, with the banks, his business is on interest also, Allah save. So this man, the Ramadan came, but he got nothing, nothing. So before Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we can imagine what he's going to have, what he's going to have there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ. The one who doesn't want to leave out speaking evil and doing evil actions, he doesn't want to leave that. He doesn't want to leave the life of sin that he's leading in the month of Ramadan. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَن يَدَعْ شَرَابَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ. Allah got no need for this man to leave out the drink and the food and fast during the day. Allah got no need for such a fast. Why? Because there's nothing. Brothers, this month of Ramadan is a special guest of Allah. We need to ask ourselves, what preparations are we making? We moving in that direction. Are we making that preparation to meet the month or not? Who we owing, we should pay them. If you hurt any person, we should ask them for mafi. We should get our act in order. We should straighten our life. We should purify our life. For then the actions we'll do is that cup will be there on the right side. And then the rewards will be falling if the cup is upside down. There's nothing. But you don't get anything. You won't get anything whatsoever. So special, in this hadith, special occasions. Special people, your parents, special people, special occasions, special places, the Haram Sharif, the Masjid, the Quran Majid, all special things. We have to attach that importance to these things if we want to benefit. Allah Pak will grant us. Then we find the month of Ramadan will come, we will be receiving. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Shahru Ramadan Sayyidu Shuhur. The month of Ramadan is the leader of all months. The greatest month is the month of Ramadan. The greatest month, the leader of all months. There is no nafil in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. There is no nafil. Imagine a person out of Ramadan. We know that, you know, you come for the farz to the masjid. You come to the masjid, you perform your farz namaz. And then after that, you perform your sunnats and your nafil. There is nafil. In the month of Ramadan, there is no nafil. Everything in the month of Ramadan is farz. The reward of farz Allah is giving. The reward of farz Allah is giving. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, for that farz Allah will give him the reward of 70 faraiz. And for the nafil he'll do, Allah will give him the reward of a farz. There's no nafil. But for which person? Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned, for which person? In the rawayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned, on one occasion, Hadara Ramadan, this month of Ramadan has come, O my sahaba. Hadara Ramadan, Hadara Atakum. Ramadan, the Ramadan has come. Shahru Baraka, a month of Baraka. Yaghshakumullahu fihi. Fayanzilu Rahma, Allah's special grace is raining upon you in this month. Allah's mercies. Wa yahuttu al-khataya, Allah is forgiving all your sins. Wa yastajibu fihi dua, whatever duas you make, Allah is accepting it. In the rawayat of Majmu' al-Zawaid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Zakirullah fi Ramadan, maghfurun lahu. That the one who remembers Allah, he is forgiven. Maghfurun lahu. He just you engage in salah, you engage in tilawat, you engage in zikr. Allah is declaring forgiveness. Maghfurun lahu. وَدَعِيُ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانِ لَا يَخِيب. And the dua you made is never rejected. So at other occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat fata'arradu lahu. During your life, the special occasions, look for it. You don't know, in the night or in the day, there might be a special moment of acceptance, you might just get it. فَلَا تَشْكُوْنَ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. You'll never be unsuccessful if you get that special moment of acceptance. In the month of Ramadan, every moment is a moment of acceptance. Every moment. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانْ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ وَدَاعِيَ اللَّهِ لَا يَخِيبْ. The dua is not, it's not rejected. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, يَنْزُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِهُمْ. Allah wa ta'ala to look how you are now vying with each other, competing in good deeds. Not to show off, to show Allah. فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكْ. Allah Pak is praising you before His angels. He's boasting. Look at my servants. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ تَنَافِسُكُمْ. Show Allah the motivation. Show Allah you love Him. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيمًا حُرِمَ فِي. The wretched person, ungrateful person, the one who lose out, is the one who lose out of the blessings of Ramadan. The one who lose out. As a Shaykh Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, won't speak to anybody. One Quran every day. Every day. Besides that, one Quran every day. Imam Bukhari, one Quran in the day, 10 paras in the Taraweeh Salah. Great great awliya, great great awliya. They knew what this Ramadan. It's mentioned that Hakim Tayyib, he knew as a Sheikh very well. He used to always come to meet, as a Sheikh would give him time. He came once in the month of Ramadan, as a Sheikh wouldn't meet people. He was day in his room, reciting Quran all the time. Value for this, these moments. So he came, he knocked on the door, Sheikh is not meeting, not even responding. He asked Mufti Mahmud Sahab, boy, I want to meet Sheikh. He says, don't you know Hakim Tayyib, it's Ramadan here. He says, okay, so what? I need to meet to... He says, no, Ramadan, Ramadan. He went to another person, I need to meet Sheikh. He says, it's Ramadan, why you came? He says, okay, any one, two moments. He says, when he comes out from his room, he goes to the masjid, and while he's walking, you can tell him something quickly. So he said, he's taking so long, let me take a stroll. He took a small walk. Sheikh came out, he already reached the masjid, he started his sunnat. So many siparas reading in the sunnat. Then he stood up for the farz. Hakim Tayyib said, I missed him now, I'll wait after that. Sheikh took so long in his sunnat, he took a walk. He said, I'll take her, I'll come back. He came back, he was back in his room. Sheikh was in. He knocked on the door, he shouted, he told Sheikh, I saw Ramadan, many a great man. But Ramadan like this I haven't seen in my life. Assalamu alaikum, I'll meet you after Ramadan. And he goes, Sheikh, they say, Sheikh only stopped. He said, Walaikum Assalam. And then he continued the recitation of Quran. Allah give me this tawfiq that we honor this month, we bring the true sunnah of Rasulullah in our life, we leave the life of sin. Allah give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhidana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.